Let's start by prayer.
Om Dhaka.
Father, we are so privileged. I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for your kindness and the privilege, Lord, of being able to be here. Lord, especially this time, especially these next two classes, Lord, please help us that we would see what Christ has done for us. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen, that you would teach us, that Christ would be glorified. Oh, Father, all this is beyond us. It's impossible. So I pray, Father, that you'd strengthen us by your good Spirit. I ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians.
好，我们翻到哥林多后书 5:21.
Yes.
Okay. 第五章二十一节。
Now, in verse 21, it says, He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
二十一节是神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now, of course, he refers to God.
好，这个神使他，他。
And him refers to Christ.
使那无罪的，无罪的指的是耶稣基督。
So God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf.
好，神使那无罪的，就是耶稣，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now, this is a very, very important statement.
这是一个非常重要的一句话。
And it's also sort of a very dangerous statement.
也是一个好像很危险的一句话。
I mean, what does it mean?
这到底什么意思呢？
It says that, Jesus knew no sin.
这说耶稣是无罪的，原文不知罪啊。
But he was made to be sin.
但是他为我们成为罪。
Now, first of all, let's look at the fact that Jesus knew no sin.
好，首先我们看耶稣不知罪啊，他是无罪的。
To me, this is one of the most amazing things about the man Jesus of Nazareth.
这是拿撒勒人耶稣有关他的罪叫人惊讶的一件事。
He was without sin.
他是无罪的。
Morally perfect.
他道德上是完全的。
Now to give you an idea of how extraordinary that is.
我让你明白这是何等的超然呢。
What is the greatest commandment?
最大的诫命是什么？
That we should love the Lord our God.
要尽心尽意尽心爱主我们的神。
We may be able to say that the greatest sin is not to obey that commandment.
所以我们可以说，最大的罪就是违反那最大的诫命。
To not love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
就是不尽心尽意尽心爱主我们的神，就是最大的罪。
Now I want you to think about something.
你再想想一件事啊。
There has never been one moment in our lives.
在我们生命里头，没有一分一秒一刻。
Not one moment.
一秒钟都没有。
That we have loved the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们都没有尽心尽意尽心爱主的事，一秒都没做到。
Not one moment in our lives have we loved God as God deserves.
我们生命中没有一刻钟能够照着他当得的爱戴爱他。
Even the most pious, devoted Christian,
甚至是最虔诚、最爱主的基督徒
has never loved God as God deserves.
都没有爱神，照着神当得的敬爱爱他。
Not once.
一次都没有。
Not one moment.
一刻都没有，一秒都没有。
But let's look at Jesus.
再看看耶稣。
There was never one moment.
没有一刻。
When he did not love the Lord his God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength.
他没有尽心尽意尽心爱主他的父神。
Every moment.
时时刻刻分分秒秒。
He loved God as God ought to be loved.
他都照着父当得的爱戴爱他。
He not only obeyed God with regard to his deeds.
他不仅仅是他的行为遵行了父的旨意。
but with his innermost thoughts.
但他里面最深刻的思想意念。
I sometimes wonder.
我有时候觉得很惊讶。
How horrible it must have been for him to even walk among us.
他来到人当中，在人当中行走，是一定是很恐怖的事情。
Imagine walking yourself among a bunch of filthy, vile murderers.
你想想，如果你在一群肮脏污秽的凶杀人的当中行走。
Immoral people.
这些不道德的人。
Thieves and robbers.
这些贼啊，偷的啊，小偷啊，乌合之众当中。
Sexually perverted people.
这些性上面扭曲的人，搞淫乱的人。
But we are closer to them.
但是我们跟这些罪人关系更亲近一点。
And Jesus is to us.
比起耶稣跟我们的关系，我们更跟他们亲近。
He knew nothing of sin.
但耶稣不知罪。
Now think about this.
你想想。
There has never been one deed that we have done.
我们做的没有一件事情。
That we did it entirely for the glory of God.
完完全全是百分之百为了神的荣耀而做的。
He did everything he ever did perfectly and totally for the glory of God.
但是耶稣所做的每一件事情，点点滴滴，完完全全都是为了神的荣耀而做的。
That's amazing.
叫人惊讶。
Do you realize that we could spend our entire life just thinking about that?
你知道这个道理，我们一辈子都可以思想。
I heard a Japanese saying one time.
我有一次听到一句日本的俗话说。
That a man could spend his entire life looking at the flower from an apple tree.
人可以一辈子来观察苹果树上的一棵花，一朵花。
And it would not be a wasted life.
这人生都不会枉然浪费。
We could spend our entire life just thinking about Christ's sinless perfection.
我们可以一辈子都思考基督的无罪的问题。
And it would not be a wasted life.
这不会浪费时间。
He was without sin.
他是没有罪的。
And yet he was made sin on our behalf.
然而他替我们成为罪。
Now what does it mean?
什么意思啊？替我们成为罪。
Does it mean that when Jesus was on the cross?
是不是耶稣在十字架上的时候
？That his nature became corrupted.
他的本性就变成被玷污了，堕落了。
Or that he himself became depraved.
他就变成败坏了他自己。
Absolutely
not. 不是这个意思，绝对不是。
No.
不。
He was always the lamb.
他总是呢。无瑕疵的羔羊
，the spotless lamb，
无瑕疵、无斑点的
，always，
它总是
，well then what does it mean？
那到底什么意思呢
？What does it mean that he was made sin？
所以他成为罪到底是什么意思呢
？Well the answer is found in the second part of this verse。
答案是在这第二部分啊。
So that we might become the righteousness of God in him。
好像我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now remember what we learned about justification.
记得我们学到的有关称义的道理。
The moment you believed in Jesus,
你信主的那一刻
you were justified.
你被称义了。
This does not mean that the moment you believed, you became a perfectly righteous being.
这个意思不是说你信的那一刻你就变成了一个完全的义人，不犯罪了。
Because you still sin.
因为我们还犯罪啊。
And so do I.
我也犯罪啊。
Then what does it mean?
那什么意思呢
？It means that when we believe in Jesus,
意思是当我们信耶稣的时候
，God declares us to be legally right with Him.
神根据律法宣告我们跟他的关系是义的，是正常化。
And He treats us that way.
他也对待我们像义人一样。
Now, if He considered us what we were,
如果他照我们从前的光景来对待我们。
And if he treated us according to what we are,
然后又对待我们根据我们现在的光景
we'd be in hell.
我们就下地狱定了，一定下地狱。
But when we believe in Jesus,
那当我们相信耶稣的时候
he declares us to be legally right with him.
他根据律法宣判我们为义。
And he treats us that way.
他也如此待我们，像义人一样。
Well, now we can say the same thing or similar thing about the Christ on the cross.
那么基督在十字架上替我们成为罪，我们也可以相似的对待，这是一样的。
When he was on the cross,
当他在十字架上的时候，
he bore our sin.
他担当了我们的罪。
And the Father declared him to be guilty.
父宣判他有罪。
Our sins were put on him.
我们的罪加在他的身上。
And legally before the throne of God, he was declared guilty.
所以根据律法，在父神的宝座前，他被宣判为有罪。
And he was treated that way.
他也被如此对待，像罪人一样对待。
We are not righteous.
我们本身不是义的。
But we were legally declared to be righteous.
但从法律的角度，我们被称为义。
And we're treated that way.
我们也被如此对待，像义人一样。
Christ was not guilty.
照样，基督没有罪，无罪的。
But he bore our sin.
但是他担当我们的罪。
And he was legally declared to be guilty.
所以从法律的角度，他被定为有罪。
And God treated him that way.
父也如此对待他，像罪人一样。
God crushed him.
父压伤他。
Under the full force of his wrath.
在他的愤怒的之下，把他压伤了。
The wrath that should have been yours.
那应该是你我当得的愤怒。
Now.
如今他担当了。
I want us just to think about this perfect man.
我们来想思考这位完全的人。
And then in one moment he is bearing the sins of the world.
一刻之间他担当了全世界的罪孽。
The sins of all his people.
所有他百姓的罪。
Imagine for a moment that,
想象啊,
that you go to, Chicago.
你去了芝加哥啊，比如美国的城市。
And you start handing out tracks.
你开始去传福音，发单张了。
And you walk into a group of prostitutes.
你走进了一群妓女当中。
And you begin to witness to them.
你开始跟他们传福音啊。
And then the police come.
啊，警察突然来了。
And they arrest all the prostitutes.
把所有的妓女都抓起来。
And they arrest you.
也把你抓去了。
And they treat you like you're a prostitute.
他们把你当作妓女一样看待。
Now.
好。
When you're in the police wagon.
当你在警察车里头。
All the prostitutes are going to be laughing.
这些妓女都会嘻嘻哈哈的在那笑。
They've done this a million times.
他们不晓得被抓了多少次了。
Doesn't bother them.
对他们来说无所谓。
They know what they are.
他们知道他们自己是谁。
But how are you going to feel?
你会有何感想？
Terrified.
你吓坏了。
Dirty.
觉得好脏啊。
When they pull you out of the wagon.
当他们把你从警察车上拉下来。
Those prostitutes aren't going to care how the police handle them.
那些妓女根本不管警察怎么对待他们。
But you're going to feel like you've been violated.
但你会觉得你好像被虐待了，你被很冤枉。
And then when they take your picture.
当他们照你的照相照片。
Those girls aren't going to be ashamed.
那些女孩就是无耻，他们不在乎。
They've done that many times.
他们多少次被抓了。
But you're going to be ashamed.
但你会觉得好羞耻。
And then you're in the jail.
然后你被关起来了。
The girls are talking on their cell phones.
那些女孩都在打电话。
But you're over in the corner.
你躲在一个角落。
You can barely breathe.
你几乎不能呼吸。
Your pain and your shame is indescribable.
你所受的那个痛苦，那个羞辱，简直无法忍受。
I almost don't want to use that illustration.
我不愿意用这个比喻啊，因为
because it's so pitiful.
因为这个很有限。
It doesn't even come close.
根本不能比较
to describing what Christ went through.
跟耶稣基督所经历的来比较，无法相比。
The Son of God existed in a perfect relationship in the Trinity.
神的儿子跟父神在和谐的美好的关系当中。
Throughout all of eternity,
从亘古到亘古。
The Father, Son, and the Spirit dwelt in perfect harmony.
父、子、圣灵在完全的和睦和谐当中。
The Father rejoiced in His Son.
父爱他的爱子，喜悦他的独生子。
The Son rejoiced in the Father.
子也喜悦他的父。
Constantly gazing at one another.
他们彼此相望，哇，彼此爱慕。
Perfect joy and harmony.
完全的和睦和喜乐。
And then Christ goes to a cross.
基督上了十架。
And he bears the filth of his people.
他为他的百姓担当了一切的肮脏、污秽、罪恶。
And all the anger of God.
父神一切的愤怒。
All the justice of God.
公义的审判。
Is thrown down upon the head of his son.
都倾倒在他儿子的头上。
This had to happen.
这必须成就。
In order to save you.
好叫你得救。
You see, when we learn these things,
你知道，当我们学习到这些事情，
it causes us to love Christ.
这使我们爱主。
It causes us to want to serve Him.
催逼我们要服侍他。
Now I want us to look in the book of Galatians.
我们看看哥罗西啊加拉太书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 10.
第十节。Galatians, 加拉太书。三章十节。
For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law to perform them.
翻译行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不照着律法书上所记的一切之事去行的，就是被咒诅。
Everyone who disobeyed the law is under a curse.
一切违背律法的都在咒诅之下。
You and I were under a curse.
你我都受咒诅了。
Now that's all there is to it.
就是这个道理。
What does it mean to be under a curse?
受咒诅，在咒诅之下什么意思呢？
It means that because of our sin,
意思是因着我们的罪，
we were objects of God's disfavor.
我们成了神的不喜悦的对象。
We were objects who deserve His wrath.
我们是可怒之子。
Objects that should be cast out.
我们应该是被神丢弃、弃绝的对象。
Not only in the eyes of God were we unholy.
不仅仅在神眼里我们是不圣洁的。
But in the eyes of all the holy creatures of heaven.
在所有的被造的天使、天上的圣天使面前，眼中我们也是不圣洁的。
Let me illustrate it for you.
让我为你举个例子啊。
The sinner,
罪人
is so vile and so disgusting.
是如此的肮脏污秽。
Not only before a holy God, but before all the holy inhabitants of heaven.
不仅仅在圣洁的上帝，而且所有天上的圣天使面前，我们都是肮脏污秽、不洁的、可恶心的。
That the last thing the sinner will hear.
当我们听到最后的一句话
When he takes his first step into hell,
当罪人第一步走进地狱的时候，他听到第一句话是
The last thing he will hear,
最后一句话是
Is all of creation,
就是所有凡所造之物
standing to its feet,
都会站起来
and praising God,
会赞美主
because God has rid the earth of him,
因为神把他从世界上灭除了，赶走了。
That's what we deserve.
这是我们配得的。
I know this is very sad.
我知道这很可悲啊。
But only in this darkness can we truly understand how beautiful what Christ did for us is.
唯有在这个黑色的背景中，我们才看到神是何等的美。
Now look at verse 13.
再看看十三节。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree."
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着说，凡被挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
We were under the curse.
我们本来在咒诅之下。
We were objects of God's displeasure.
我们是神不喜悦的对象。
Christ took our place.
基督担当我们的罪。
He became a curse.
他为我们成为咒诅。
Look in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
来看看，提摩太后书五章二十一节。格林多后书五章二十一节。刚刚。
It says that he became sin.
他为我们成为罪啊！我们刚读的。
And here it says he became a curse.
这里讲到他为我们成为咒诅啊，被咒诅。
Look what he did.
你看看他所做的。
He carried your sin.
他担当我们的罪。
He was declared guilty.
他被判有罪。
He was cursed of God.
他被神咒诅了。
You and I should be cursed of God.
你我本当受咒诅。
But our sin was thrown on Christ.
但是我们的罪放在基督身上。
And Christ suffered the curse.
基督为我们受咒诅。
Now,
好。
Look at Matthew chapter 5.
再看马太第五章。
I'm sure that you are familiar with the Beatitudes.
我很肯定你对八福一定很熟悉。
It says, blessed are the poor in spirit in verse 3.
第三节说虚心的人有福了。
Verse 4, blessed are those who mourn.
第五节哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are the gentle.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are the merciful.
连续人的有福了。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
清心人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Now why are they blessed?
为什么他们有福呢？
In verse 3.
第三节说。
Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的。
Verse 4. They shall be comforted.
他们必得安慰。
Verse 5. They shall inherit the earth.
第五节他们必承受地土。
Verse 6. They shall be satisfied.
第六节他们必得饱足。
Verse 7. They shall receive mercy.
第七节他们必蒙连续。
Verse 8. They shall see God.
第八节他们必得见神。
Verse 9. They shall be called the sons of God.
第九节必被称为神的儿子。
In order to understand what it was like for Christ to suffer the curse,
要如果要了解为基督受咒诅是什么意思
，We'll take the Beatitudes.
我们要看这个八福
，and turn them around.
把这个八福调转过来
，and apply them to Christ on the cross.
把它应用在十字架的基督身上
，in a negative manner.
用一个负面的方式。
Now just listen.
哦，你听啊。
According to this text,
根据这段经文
the blessed are granted the kingdom of heaven.
那些有福的是得着了天国。
But the cursed are refused entrance.
但是受咒诅的不能进天国。
You have been given the kingdom of heaven.
神赐给你天国。
Why?
为什么？
Because when Christ was on the cross,
因为基督在十架上的时候。
He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他呼叫父啊父啊为什么你要离弃我呢
And heaven's door was slammed.
天国的门就啪关上了。
The blessed are recipients of divine comfort.
蒙福的人得着了天上的安慰。
God
神的安慰
can now give us comfort.
人父神现在可以 给我们安慰。
Why?
为什么
Because Christ suffered as an object of divine wrath.
因为基督在神的不喜悦之下受到了咒诅。
The blessed are satisfied.
好，蒙福的人承受地土，有福了。
You and I are satisfied.
你我得饱足了。
Because Christ suffered misery.
因为基督为我们受了贫穷、痛苦。
It says the blessed receive mercy.
这里讲到，蒙福的人得连续，蒙连续。
Because Christ was condemned on the cross without pity.
因为基督在十字架上被定罪，没有连续，不得连续。
The blessed shall see God.
蒙福的人必得见神呢。
Because Christ was cut off from His presence.
因为基督从神的面被隔绝了。
The blessed are sons and daughters of God.
好，蒙福的人被称为神的儿子，神的儿女啊。
Because Christ bore our disgrace.
因为基督为我们担当了羞辱。
Christ suffered the curse.
基督为我们受咒诅。
Now.
好。
We're not going to turn there. We don't have time.
我们现在没时间，我们不会翻过去啊。
But in Deuteronomy 27 and 28,
在申命记二十七跟二十八章里头啊，
we see something very important.
我们看到一些很重要的东西。
God has Moses divide the people of Israel into two groups.
神叫摩西把以色列百姓分成两群。
One of the groups stands on Mount Gerizim.
一群人呢站在格拉那个山上。Gerizim, okay.
And on that mountain,
在那个山上
they pronounce all the blessings that are to fall upon the obedient covenant keepers.
他们宣布这些守约的百姓要得到的祝福是什么。
The other group of people are placed on another mountain.
另一群人放在另一个山上。
It's Mount Ebal.
是皮尔另外一个山啊。
And on that mountain,
在那个山上呢
they were to declare all the curses that were to fall on the head of the covenant breaker.
他们要宣布凡不守约的人要受的咒诅。
Now, let's go ahead and turn there.
好，我们翻过去看看。
Help us.
OK, 也许有些帮助。申命记二七到二十八章。基利星山跟以巴路山 Two mountains. Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is this.
好，我要做的是这个啊。
I'm going to take all these curses.
我要把这些咒诅啊。
There are lists of them.
这里有很长的一段啊。
In chapter 27.
二七章。
Is filled with curses.
充满了咒诅，咒诅，咒诅。
These are the curses that should fall upon the head of the one who's disobedient.
哦，这些是不守约的人，不顺服的人当受的咒诅啊，应当受的。
They should fall upon you and me.
也应当落在你我的头上。
How is it that we're saved from these curses?
我们如今如何从这些咒诅中得到释放，得到拯救呢？
It's because they fell upon Christ.
因为这些咒诅都落在基督的头上。
Remember, He redeemed us from the curse of the law.
他救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
By becoming a curse for us.
因为他自己为我们成了咒诅。
Let me put it this way.
我不如这么说。
Now listen to me very carefully.
好，注意听啊，这里很重要。
When Jesus was on the cross.
当基督在十架上的时候。
Our sin was laid upon him.
我们的罪都加在他身上。
And he became a curse.
他成了咒诅。
When he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
当他呐喊父啊，我的神啊，我的神，你为什么要离弃我呢？
It's as though the Father said this.
似乎父在这么回应。
He answered.
他说。
God, your God,
你的神，你的神
damns you,
定你有罪。
You see, that's what you should hear.
你知道吗？这是你我应当听见的宣告。
That's what I should hear.
这是我应当听见的。
But the Father gave His Son.
但是父亲给这儿子。
And the Son willingly came.
当父亲差遣独生子，他甘心的来到
，to carry your sin，
为你我担当我们的罪
，and to suffer the curse，
为你我受咒诅
，for every act of disobedience we have committed，
为着你我所做的每一件不顺服的事情受咒诅。
Now if we look，
好，我们看。
I'm just going to read some of these curses.
我来读这些咒诅啊。
And instead of falling on you, they fell on him.
这些咒诅没有落在你头上，反而落在他头上。
The Lord sends upon you curses.
神要给你要打给你咒诅，要咒诅你。
Confusion.
还有混乱。
And rebuke until you are destroyed.
直到你被完全毁灭。
The Lord strikes you with madness.
神要用疯狂来击打你。
And with blindness and confusion.
瞎眼和混乱来击打你。
You will search at noon.
你在大白天。
As a blind man searches in the darkness.
大白天在那儿寻求一样，摸索一样。
But there will be none to save you.
没有人会拯救你。
The Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you.
当神毁灭你的时候，他会喜悦。
And you will be torn out of the land.
你会从这块地上被拉走，赶走。
You shall be cursed in the city.
你在城市里受咒诅。
You shall be cursed in the field.
你在田野里受咒诅。
You shall be cursed when you come into your house.
当你进到你房子里，你受咒诅。
You shall be cursed when you go out.
当你出也受咒诅。
The heavens over your head will be like bronze.
是你天上的天就像铜的，像铜的一样。
You shall be a horror.
你会成为一个可怕的。
A proverb.
别人的箴言。
And a joke among your people.
别人的笑柄。
Let all these curses come upon you.
让这些咒诅都落在你头上。
Let them pursue you.
让这些追赶你。
Let them overtake you until you are destroyed.
让这些咒诅追上你，直到你完全被毁灭掉。
Because you would not obey the Lord your God.
因为你不顺服你的主，你的神。
By keeping His commandments.
你不遵行他的诫命。
This is what you and I should hear.
这是你我应当听见的咒诅啊。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
In order to save us from this,
为了救我们脱离这些咒诅，
someone had to die in our place.
必须有人代替我们受咒诅。
Not just being beat up by the Romans.
不仅仅被罗马人打死，打得落花流水。
Someone had to die suffering the judgment of God.
必须有人要受到神的咒诅和审判。
Separated from God.
与上帝隔绝。
Cursed of God,
被上帝咒诅
punished by God,
被上帝受刑刑罚
Let me keep going.
我继续啊
On Calvary,
在各个他
Jesus Christ was cursed as a man who makes an idol.
耶稣就像一个拜偶像的人一样被咒诅
He was cursed as one who dishonors his father and mother.
他就像一个不顺服父母的人被咒诅
He was cursed as one who moves the boundary mark of his neighbor's property.
他就像那个挪移地界石的那样被受咒诅。
He was cursed as one who misleads a blind man on the road.
他就像把一个瞎子领错路的一样被咒诅。
He was cursed as one who does not give justice to the alien orphan and widow.
他就像一个不帮助孤儿寡妇和外邦人和陌生人的这样的人被咒诅。
He was cursed as one who is guilty of every manner of immorality.
他就像一个很多做不道德的奸淫行为的人被咒诅。
He is cursed as someone who strikes down his neighbor in secret.
他就像一个在暗中把灵舍杀掉的人，暗杀的人要受咒诅。
He was cursed as one who accepts a bribe.
他就像一个收贿赂的一样被咒诅。
Or murders the innocent.
或者把那无辜的人杀掉一样，凶手一样被咒诅。
He was cursed as one who does not confirm the words of the law by doing them.
他就像一个不遵守神的话语的人一样被咒诅。
This is what Jesus Christ had to suffer.
这就是耶稣基督必须要受的咒诅。
Isn't it true?
这难道这不真实吗？
That many times when you've heard about the cross,
你常常听到这十字架啊，常常。
They only talk about the nails.
他们只讲到那个钉子啊
，and the spear in his side，
他这里受了枪伤啊
，the physical sufferings，
仅仅听到他身体上肉体的痛苦
，and those are terrible，
没错，这些是很可怕的事
，but do you see that they're not the most terrible？
你知道吗？这些不是最大的痛苦。
We are not saved just because the Romans beat up Jesus。
我不是因为罗马人把耶稣给打了，我们就得救了，不。
Or because they nailed him to a cross.
或者罗马人把他们钉在十字架，他就得救了，我们就得救了。
We are saved because Christ carried our sin.
我们得救呢，是因为基督担当了我们的罪和咒诅。
He was made sin.
他成为罪。
He became a curse.
他为我们成为咒诅。
And he was separated from God.
他与父隔绝了。
Forsaken.
被父离弃了。
Carrying our sin.
他担当我们的罪。我们成为罪。
The psalmist David cried out this.
诗人大卫怎么说
？How blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven?
那罪得赦免。
And whose sin is covered?
他的罪孽被遮盖的人是何等的蒙福啊
How blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
那神不算为有罪的，这人变为有福。
That's what David said.
这是大卫说的。
He's describing himself.
他讲的是他自己，诗篇三十二篇。
And he's describing those of us who believe in Christ.
他也在形容那些信靠基督的人。
Yet on the cross,
但在十字架上
sin was imputed to Christ.
罪被算在基督身上。
He was exposed before God in all of heaven.
他在天堂跟父神面前完全被暴露了。
He was made a spectacle to men and angels and devils.
他成了天使，还有这天上所有的使者，甚至撒旦魔鬼所观看的一个戏，一场戏。
The transgressions he bore were not forgiven him.
他所担当的罪没有过犯，没有被赦免。
The sins he carried were not covered.
他所担当的这些罪没有被遮盖。
David said a man was blessed because iniquity was not imputed to him.
大卫说，罪过得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的人，这人是有福的。
But the iniquity of us all was imputed to Christ.
但是我们所有的罪过罪孽都被算在基督的身上。
And he was cursed.
他因此受咒诅。
He was treated like the covenant breaker.
他被对待好像是那个不守约的人一样的被对待。
Look at Deuteronomy 29.
再看申命记二十九章。
20-21.
二十到二十一节。
This is a description of the covenant breaker.
这是在形容一个不守约、破坏律法的人要受的咒诅。
Of the one who does not obey God.
就是不顺服神的人啊。
It says,
说
The Lord shall never be willing to forgive him.
耶和华必不饶恕他。
But rather the anger of the Lord and his jealousy will burn against that man.
耶和华的怒气与愤恨要向他发作。
And every curse which is written in the book of the law will rest on him.
好，如烟冒出，要将这书上所写的一切的咒诅都加在他身上。
And the Lord will blot out his name from under heaven.
耶和华又要从天上涂抹他的名。
Then the Lord will single him out for adversity from all the tribes of Israel.
也必照着写在律法书上的约中一切的咒诅，将他从以色列众支派中分别出来，使他受祸。
According to all the curses of the covenant which are written in this book of the law，
是照着写在律法书上的一切咒诅，使他受祸。
We are the covenant breakers，
我们才是那些触犯律法的不守约的人。
This should happen to us.
这一切咒诅应该落在我们身上的。
Jesus was the only person who was ever a covenant keeper.
耶稣是唯一的能够守约的人。
But this is what happened to him.
但是这些事竟然发生在他身上。
Because he carried our sin.
因为他担当了我们的罪。
He was singled out for adversity.
他被从所有的人当中抽出来，分别出来受祸。
And every curse written in the book of the law fell upon him.
律法书上这个约中一切的咒诅都落在他身上。
Are you beginning to see the cross in a new way?
你是不是在这样的光中看到十字架，看到从一个新的角度呢，看到了十字架。
The real meaning of what happened there.
这十字架发生的事情的真正的意义是什么？
I want you to look at Numbers chapter 6.
我们再看民数记第六章。
In verse
24-26,
we have Aaron's blessing upon the people.
我们看大祭司亚伦在祝福老百姓。
Really, it is God's blessing.
其实神的祝福啊。
Now let's read it.
我们读二十四到二十七。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福你，保护你。
The Lord make His face shine on you.
愿耶和华使他脸光照你。
And be gracious to you.
赐恩给你。
The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
Now just listen to those words.
听听这些话。
I want you to think about this.
我要你再想一次啊。
How can they be right?
这些话怎么可能对呢？
Israel had sinned against God.
以色列人得罪了神。
How could he bless them?
神怎么能够祝福他们呢？
They deserved to die.
他们配死。
They didn't deserve that he blessed them or give them peace.
他们不配得到神的祝福或是所赐的平安。
If he's a just God,
如果神是公平的。
He must not give them peace.
他不能给他们平安啊。
He must judge them for all their disobedience.
他应当因着他们所犯的一切罪，一切的不顺服，审判他们才对啊。
We can say the same thing about ourselves.
我们也可以讲到我们自己啊。我们也是如此啊。
So how does he give them peace?
神怎么能够给他们平安祝福呢？
How does he bless such a wicked people?
神怎么能够祝福这样一群邪恶的人呢？罪恶多端的人呢？
It's because his son carried their curse.
因为神的儿子担当了他们的咒诅。
We hear this blessing and it's beautiful.
所以我们听到这个祝福，这是美好的祝福啊。
But the only way it can apply to us is because Jesus was cursed.
我们唯一能够得到祝福的途径是借着基督为我们受咒诅。
Now I'm going to take this blessing and turn it around.
好，我把这些祝福把它转过来啊。
Show the negative of it.
我们看看它的反面的一面。
And apply it to Christ on the cross.
然后把它用在基督在十字架的基督身上。
The Lord speaks blessing to us.
好，主向我们说的是祝福的话。
Because the Lord said this to Jesus.
因为主对耶稣这么说。
The Lord curse you.
神咒诅你。
The Lord give you over to destruction.
神把你交给毁灭。
The Lord take the light of His presence from you.
神把他的脸光从你身上挪开。
And condemn you.
他要定你的罪。
The Lord turn His face from you.
神他把他的掩面不看你。
And fill you with misery.
他要把你充满，他要使你充满苦难、祸患。
In order for us to be blessed,
我们得祝福。
Christ had to be cursed.
基督必须要受苦，好叫我们得祝福。
I have a dear friend.
我有个好朋友啊。
And every time I ask him this question,
我每次问他这个问题啊。
How are you, brother?
弟兄你好吗？
He always answers the same way.
他总是用同样的话回答。
I'm blessed.
我蒙福的，我是蒙福的。
But you know the only way he can say that he's blessed.
你知道吗？他唯一能够蒙福的途径是什么吗
？Is because Christ was cursed.
因为基督被咒诅了。
Every time I smile.
每次我能够微笑。
And I say, man, I'm blessed.
哦，主啊，感谢主，我是蒙福的。
It's only because he was cursed.
因为他受了咒诅。
Every time I have a sense of life.
每一次我有生命的盼望的时候
It's because he experienced death.
因为他经历了死亡的绝望。
Every time I enjoy communion with God.
每一次我享受与神的甜蜜的交往。
It's because he was forsaken of God on the cross.
因为他在十字架上被父弃绝了。
Every time I feel clean.
每次我觉得我很干净的时候。
It's because he carried my sin.
因为他担当了我罪恶的污秽。
And the father turned away.
父掩面不看他。
I have heard preachers say this.
我听到一些传道人那么说。
The father looked down from heaven.
天父从天上看下来，垂看。
He saw his son suffering.
他看到他儿子受苦。
And he could not bear to look anymore.
他受不了他儿子受苦。
So he turned away.
所以他就掩面不看他。
That's not true.
这是乱讲的。
He turned away.
他掩面不看他。
Because his son had become sin.
因为他的儿子成了罪。
And his eyes are too holy to behold evil.
他的眼目太清亮了，清洁，不能够看罪恶。
Listen to the very words of Jesus.
你听听耶稣自己的话。
My God, my God.
我神，我神哪。
Why have you forsaken me?
为什么你要掩面不看我呢？
Was Jesus wrong?
耶稣做错什么事吗？
Was he confused?
他是不是昏了头呢？
Jesus didn't say, "Why have you turned away from me?"
耶稣没有说你为什么掩面不看我。
He said, "Why have you forsaken me?"
他说为什么你弃绝我？
It's because Christ bore our sin.
因为 基督担当了我们的罪。
Now, here's something else that I want you to see.
我们要再看一点啊。
Do you remember when Jesus was in the garden?
记得基督在客西马尼园里。
And he cried out three times.
三次他祷告。
Let this cup pass from me.
让这一杯撤去，离开我吧。
Let this cup pass from me.
让这个杯撤去吧。
Do you know the book of Luke tells us that he was even sweating drops of blood?
你知道在路加福音甚至讲到他流汗如血滴啊。
Now here's the question.
问题是
What was in the cup?
这个杯里头什么意思？是什么东西？
Many people say this.
很多人说
that the cup represented the cross.
这个杯呢代表的是十架。
The whip that would come across his back.
在他身上会抽下的鞭子。
The nails in his hands.
他手中的钉痕。
The spear in his side.
在他肋旁的枪伤。
And the crown of thorns on his head.
还有头上的荆棘冠冕。
That's not true.
并非如此。
I want you to think about something.
我要你想一想啊。
After Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven.
基督复活升天之后呢？
For many years, countless Christians were killed.
之后，许许多的基督徒都被杀掉了，殉道了。
Many of them were crucified.
其中有一些，很多都被钉死在十字架上。
Some were crucified upside down.
甚至有些被倒钉十字架。
Some were covered with tar and set on fire.
还有一些是身上的都是漆着那个黑漆啊，然后被弄点燃，像蜡烛一样被烧掉。
While they hung on the cross.
当他们在十字架上被烧掉。
But you know what tradition tells us?
你知道教会历史怎么说的吗？
That many of those believers went to the cross singing.
很多基督徒上十字架在欢唱啊。
Full of joy.
充满了喜乐。
Counting it a privilege to suffer for their Savior.
他们认为他们为主殉道，为他们救主殉道是一件荣耀的事情。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你问题啊。
Could it be that the followers of Jesus are braver than he is?
耶稣的跟随者可不可能比主耶稣更勇敢呢？
They go to the cross singing.
他们到十字上十字架欢唱啊。
But he's so full of anguish in a garden that he's bleeding drops of blood.
那主耶稣却如此的充满了，哎呀，这个忧虑。他在客西马尼园里头还要流汗如血呢，是不是？
Are the followers of Jesus stronger than their captain?
是不是耶稣基督的跟随者比他们救恩的元帅更强壮、更勇敢呢？
Not at all.
绝对不是。
Christ is not afraid of a Roman whip or a Roman cross.
基督不怕罗马的鞭子或是罗马的十字架。
What was in the cup?
在杯子里是什么东西呢？
The answer is this.
答案是。
The wrath of Almighty God was in the cup.
是那全能神的愤怒在那杯中。
Look for a moment in Psalms 75.
我们看看诗篇七十五篇。
Verse 8.
第八节。
For a cup is in the hand of the Lord.And the wine foams, it is well mixed, and he pours out of this. Surely all the wicked of the earth must drain and drink down its dregs.
第八节，耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，他倒出来，地上的恶人必都喝这酒的渣滓，并且喝尽。
The cup is the judgment of God.
这个杯是神的审判的杯。
Now look in Jeremiah.
再看耶利米书。
Jeremiah 25:15-16.
25:16.
For thus says the Lord.
好，主说。
The God of Israel says to me.Take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. They will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them.
是不是耶和华以色列神对我如此说，你从我手中接着杯愤怒的酒， 使我所差遣你去的各国的民喝，他们喝了就要东倒西歪，并要发狂，因我使刀剑临到他们中间。
In order for us to be forgiven,
我们要得到赦免。
The justice of God had to be satisfied.
神的公义必须得到满足。
His justice had to be poured out on someone.
神的公义的义怒必须要倾倒出来在某人身上。
It was poured out on the Son of God.
这愤怒倾倒在神的儿子身上。
I want you to think about something.
我要你思考一些事啊。
Imagine a very large dam.
想象一个很大的一个水坝。
10 miles high.
有十公里那么高，十里那么高。
And 10 miles wide.
十里宽。
And it's filled with water to the top.
都充满了水，从头到尾都充满了水。
And your little village is at the bottom of the dam.
你的小村庄啊，是在这个大水坝的下面。
About a kilometer away.
大概有一公里之远呐。
And all of a sudden, one morning, you hear an explosion.
突然间，一天大早，你听到这个河坝崩溃的声音，啪。
And the entire dam gives way.
整个水坝都崩溃了。
A gigantic wall of water is headed for your village.
狂风，这个巨浪啊，就哇，要淹没你的，吞灭你的村庄了。
Everyone is going to die.
所有的人都死定了。
No one can escape.
没有人可能逃脱的。
Doesn't matter how strong you are.
不管你多强壮。
You're going to die.
你死定了。
No one will ever even find you.
人都找不到你，会冲跑了，不想跑哪去了。
And right before the water strikes you.
在水没有淹没你之前一刻。
The ground opens up.
地突然。裂开了
and swallows the full force of the water down.
把所有的水全部都吞灭了
Not even one drop wets your pant leg.
没有一滴水沾湿了你的裤脚
That's what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣为我们所行的
The cup of God's wrath.
神的愤怒的杯
That should have been yours.
应该成为我们的落在我们身上的
He took it out of the hand of God.
他从父的手中拿去。
He drank it down.
为我们喝下去。
When he turned the cup over,
当他把那愤怒的杯倒过来的时候，
not one drop came out for you.
没有一滴滴在我们身上。
He drank it all.
他全部喝尽了。
He drank it all.
全部喝尽了。
Now,I want to talk to you about something.
我要讲一些事啊。
There are many cults that deny the deity of Christ.
有许多的异端啊，都否定了基督的神性。
But I can tell you this.
但我可以告诉你。
If Christ is not God,
如果基督不是神的话，
He is not a savior.
他就不是个救主了。
It was necessary that the sacrifice be a man.
这为我们担当罪的。这个牺牲品必须是神。
The blood of bulls and goats will not take away our sin.
牛羊的血不能够把我们的罪挪除掉。
Man has sinned.
人犯罪了。
Man must die.
所以人必须要死。
A man must take our place.
必须是一个人代替我们的刑罚，受刑罚。
But the one who died had to be more than a man.
但是那个死的代替的牺牲品不仅是个人而已。
It was necessary that he be God.
他也必须也是神。
There are many passages in the Old Testament.
很多旧约的经文呢。
Where God says that he alone is the Savior.
他说，讲到神说，唯独我是救主。
And there is no Savior beside him.
除我以外没有别的救主。
If Jesus is not God in the flesh,
如果耶稣不是神道成肉身的话，
then he cannot be our Savior.
他就不能成为我们的救主。
God alone is Savior.
唯独神才是救主。
Another thing that I want you to see.
还有一件事情我们要看见的。
Who but God could withstand the wrath of God?
除了神自己以外，谁能够担当神的愤怒呢？
The wrath of God melts mountains.
神的愤怒可以把高山给融化掉。
It dries up oceans.
可以使大海枯干掉。
It swallows up worlds.
可以把世界都吞灭掉。
In order for Christ to bear our suffering as a man,
基督身为人 要担当我们的苦难。
Deity was required to sustain him.
必须神性在神性把他托住。
It doesn't mean that it was easy for him.
并不是说那就很容易啦，没问题啦。
Because he was God.
他是神啊，没问题啊，不。
He suffered the wrath of God as a man.
他是以人的身份担当了神的愤怒的。
But his deity sustained him.
但他的神性托住他。
It kept him alive.
使他能够活着。
So that he might bear the full force of God's wrath as a man.
好叫他能够担当父神一切的愤怒，他身为人能够担当这一切愤怒的压力。
He had to be God.
他必须是神。
But there's one more thing.
还有一件事。
And it's my favorite thing.
这是我最喜欢讲论的。
One time a student asked me this question.
有一次我的学生问我的问题。
He was not a Christian.
他还不是个基督徒啊。
He was wanting to cause me problems.
他要给我找麻烦，挑我毛病。
He stood up in the middle of the auditorium.
在这个会场啊，他站起来。
And he said, I got a question for you.
我有个问题问你。
He said, how can one man.
一个人。
Suffer a few short hours on the cross.
在十字架上受苦受几个钟头。
And atone for the sins of a multitude of men.
就为这么多人代罪。
And save them from an eternity of suffering.
把他们从永恒的苦难中能够拯救出来，怎么可能？
And I said this.
我回答说。
Jesus.
耶稣。
One man.
一个人。
Could suffer on a cross.
可以在十字架上
for a few short hours,
几个短短的钟头
and save a multitude of men,
拯救成千上万的人
from an eternity in hell,
把他们救出那永远的地狱的痛苦
because he was worth more than all of them put together,
因为他一个人比所有的人类加起来的价值更重更大
when we talk about the perfection of his sacrifice,
当我们讲到基督的献祭的完美的时候
We are saying that it was sinless.
我们说他是无罪的。
But we are also saying that it was of infinite value.
他也是无价的。
Infinite value.
无价之宝啊，没有无法测度的。
Take everything that's ever been made.
把所有的所造之物都聚集起来。
Stars and mountains and planets.
哦，这个星啊，星球啊，星星啊。大山啊，高山啊，大海全部都拿过来。
The entire universe.
整个宇宙聚集起来的。
And put it in the scale.
放在一个天平的右边。
And then put Jesus on the other side.
把耶稣放在另一边。
He outweighs them all.
耶稣基督价值比这一切都贵重。
More value than all of them put together.
他的价值远远胜过这一切。
This is Jesus.
这是耶稣。
This is what he has done.
这是他为我们所做的。
This is why we love him.
所以我们爱他。
Now, I want to, there's something here I have recorded from an old writer.
这里是我一个很古老的作者，我把他的话记下来。
He was an old Puritan.
他是一个清教徒。
By the name of John Flavel.
他的名字叫 John Flavel.
And he wrote something one time that I think is very, very beautiful.
他有一次他写了一些东西，我觉得是很美的。
And it's something that he just kind of made up.
这是他自己编的一个故事啊。
To describe a beautiful truth.
来形容一个美好的真理。
That God decreed.
神定义。
Our salvation before the very foundation of the world.
在创始之前，他就预旨了，我们预定我们要得救。
When the Son of God made the world, He knew He would come and die for it.
当神的儿子创造天地的时候，他就知道他会来为世人而死。
So John Flavel wrote up an imaginary conversation.
所以这个清教徒呢，就写了一个他想象出来的一段对话。
Between the Father and the Son.
就是天父跟神子的对话啊
，and it's a good illustration of some of the marvelous truths.
是一个很好的一个比喻啊，把这些真理都表明出来。
First, the Father speaks.
好，首先呢，父神说话。
He says, "My son."
他说，我儿啊。
There is a great number of poor, miserable souls.
有许许多多可怜的灵魂啊。
They have completely undone themselves.
他们使自己完全败坏无助。
And they now are exposed to my justice.
如今他们必须要受到我公义的审判。
Justice demands satisfaction for them.
我的公义必须，这个要求必须得到满足啊。
Our justice will condemn them to eternity in hell.
要不然我的公义要使他们永远下到地狱受刑罚。
My son,
我儿啊，
what shall be done for these souls?
为这些灵魂该做什么呢？
And then the son speaks.
好，这子就说话了。
Oh my father,
哦，我父啊，
my love and pity for them is so great.
我对他们的爱和怜悯是如此之大。
Instead of having them to be destroyed eternally,
与其让他们永远的灭亡，
I will be responsible for them.
我愿意为他们担当责任，刑罚。
I will be their guarantee.
我愿意成为他们的保人，宗保。
Bring in all their bills. Bring in everything they owe you.
把所有他们所欠你的罪债都给我。
So that I may see them.
让我看看他们所负的罪债。
Bring them all in.
把这些债单都拿来。
So that there'll be no after reckonings with them. That they'll never have to pay.
好，没有秋后算账，把所有的账单都理清，全部给我，没有剩下任何的。
There's two things here John Flavel is wanting to say.
这两件事情啊，这个清教徒要说的。第一，
Jesus knew what it was going to cost him.
耶稣知道他要付的代价是什么。
But he did it anyways.
但是他仍然义无反顾。
Sometimes young men,
有时候年轻人啊，
they'll tell me, I'm in love with a girl.
我爱那个女孩啊，有些年轻人。
I want to marry her.
我要跟她结婚啊。
And then they marry her.
然后跟她结婚了。
And then they come back to my office.
然后回到我的办公室。
And they say, "What have I done?"
哎呀，我不晓得我干了啥事儿。
If I had known it was going to be this difficult,
如果我早知道这么困难啊，
I would have never married.
我就不会跟他结婚了。
But Jesus knew how difficult it was going to be.
但耶稣早就知道要付的代价何等之大，何等艰难。
And he did it anyways.
他仍然义无反顾，勇往直前。
He also says, "Father, bring in all the bills."
他而且说。父啊，把所有的账单、欠的债单全部拿来。
I'm going to pay them all.
我要全部付清他。
So that later on they will not have to pay anything.
所以之后他们不用再付任何债。
That's a wonderful illustration of justification.
这是一个美好的称义的例子。
He paid everything.
他偿清了罪债。
There's nothing left for you to pay.
你不用再付任何代价了。
When he said it is finished,
当他说成了，
it means paid in full.
意思是完全偿清了。
Isn't this wonderful?
这不奇妙吗？
He did it all.
他成了。
There's nothing left for you to pay.
你不用再付任何代价。
You couldn't pay it.
你也无法还清。
Even the smallest penny.
甚至一文钱你都不能还。
But he paid the full thing.
他完全替你还清了，一文不剩。
He says, "Father, at my hand you may require it."
他说，父啊，在我的手中你可以要求还清。
I would rather suffer the wrath that is due them.
我愿意为他们担当他们当受的愤怒。
Then they should suffer it.
不要他们担当。
Upon me, my father, upon me be all their debt.
父啊，在我身上，把他们的罪债都算在我的账上。
And then the father says.
父回答说。
But my son.
但是儿啊。
If you take their place.
如果你代替他们，
you must pay everything.
你必须完全偿清啊。
Do not expect that I will go easy on you.
我不会放过你的。
Now listen to this.
好，请听啊。
If I spare them,
如果我放了他们，
I will not spare you.
我就不能放过你。
And the son answers.
自回答说
I am content, Father.
父啊，我满足了。
Let it be so.
愿你的旨意成全吧。
Charge it all upon me.
把他们的债全部算在我的账上。
I am able to pay it.
我能还清。
And though it completely undoes me,
尽管要要求我付出一切。
Though it impoverish all my riches,
尽管使我一切的富足都倒空了。
I am content to do it.
我乐意甘心的去做。
This is how much the Son loves you.
这就是这圣子何等爱你。
But also this is how much the Father loves you.
这也是表明了父的对你的爱。
We should never think that the Father wanted your death.
你不要以为父要你死。
And the Son wanted to stop it.
儿子要停止，要阻止他，不。
Remember, it says in John 3:16.
你记得约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人，父爱世人。
That he gave his Son.
甚至将独生子赐给他们。
Both the Father and the Son demanded justice.
父与子都要求公义得到满足。
Both the Father and the Son condemned you.
父跟子都要定你的罪。
Both the Father and the Son loved you.
父跟子都一样爱你。
Both the Father and the Son gave so that you might be saved.
父跟子都付出了代价赐下。
The Father
loves you. 好叫你得救。父爱你。
And that's why he sent his son.
所以他差遣他独生子。
You say, but why has he loved me?
他说为什么要爱我呢？
Israel asked that one time.
以色列问这个问题了，你为什么要爱我呢？
Why did you choose us?
为什么你要拣选我们呢？
And God said this.
神说，
I chose you.
我拣选你。
Because I chose you.
因为我拣选你。
He said, it was all me.
都是因着我的拣选。
It had nothing to do with you.
跟你无关。
This is the love of the Father toward you.
这就是父对你的爱。
And the love of the Son.
圣子对你的爱。
Now we're going to finish with a story from the Old Testament.
好，我们要从旧约的一个故事来做结束啊，要拿旧约的故事。
In Genesis 22:2.
创世纪二十二章二十第二节。Abraham.创世纪二十二章。
Now God gave Abraham his son.
好，神赐给亚伯拉罕一个儿子，以撒。
But now God comes to Abraham.
现在神来到亚伯拉罕面前。
And he says, "Take now your son."
神说，你带着你的儿子。
Your only son.
就是你的独生的儿子。
Whom you love.
你所爱的以撒。
Now listen to that language.
你听这个话。
I mean, have you heard something like this before?
你有没有听过这些话？
Like in John 3:16.
像约翰福音三章十六节，是不是叫你想起？
For God so loved the world, he gave his only son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子。
So we're seeing more than Isaac here.
所以这里我们看的不仅是以撒一个啊。
Take now your son.
好，你所爱的儿子啊。
Your only son.
你的独生儿子。
Whom you love.
你所爱的以撒。
Isaac.
Isaac,
and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
往摩押利地去，在我所指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
And Abraham obeys.
亚伯拉罕顺服了。
He takes his son up the mountain.
他就带他儿子上了山。
He lays him on an altar.
把他放在一个祭坛上。
In obedience to God, he draws back the knife.
照着神的吩咐，他把刀举起来。
And he's going to slaughter his only son.
正准备要杀他的儿子。
But right before he does it,
当他下手之前，
read verse 22:10.
你看看第十节，二十二章十二节说。
Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他儿子。
But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham!" And he said, "Here I am."
亚伯拉罕，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说，我在这里。
He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad."
天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手。
And do nothing to him.
一点不可害他。
For I know that you fear God.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的。
Since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
因为你没有留下你的儿子，就是你的独生子留下不给我。
At the sound of the Lord's voice.
神的声音。
Abraham turns around.
他就转过身来。
And he sees a ram that's caught in the thicket by its horns.
他就看到一只公羊，他的两只脚扣在丛密的树林中。
And he calls God Jehovah Jireh.
他就称耶和华以勒，称他为。
The Lord will provide.
那在山上必有预备。
And we hear the end of that story.
我们知道这个故事的最后的结尾啊。
And we breathe a sigh of relief.
我们就就放心了。
We think to ourselves.
我们想。
That was frightening.
吓死人了，差一点了。
But what a beautiful ending to the story.
这个故事的最后真是美好的结束啊。
My dear Chinese friends,
亲爱的中国的朋友们
that was not the ending of the story.
这不是这个故事的结束啊。
The curtains drawn to a close.
好，这个幕闭幕了。
And Isaac was saved.
以撒得救了。
But 2,000 years later,
两千年后
the curtains opened back up.
这个幕帘又打开了，再次的开幕。
And on the altar of the cross,
在那十字架的祭坛上
is hanging God's son.
神的儿子被悬挂
God's son.
神的儿子独生子
His only son.
他的独生儿子
The son whom he loved.
他所爱的儿子
And God takes the knife out of Abraham's hand.
神把亚伯拉罕手中的刀拿去
And he drives it through the heart of his only son.
他把那把刀刺入他儿子的心坎中。
God did provide a ram.
是神预备了一只羔羊。
He provided a lamb.
他预备了一只神的羔羊。
A spotless lamb.
无瑕疵，无斑点。
His son.
他的爱子。
Someone had to die.
必须有人替死。
Someone had to suffer the wrath of God.
必须有人担当神的愤怒。
The son loved you so much.
神的儿子如此爱你。
He died.
他死了。
The father loved you so much.
父如此爱你。
He crushed his only son.
他压伤了自己的爱子。
Look at Isaiah 53:10.
再看以赛亚书五十三章第十节。
Isaiah 53:10.
五十三章第十节，以赛亚。
But the Lord,
耶和华
was pleased to crush him,
却定义或喜悦将他压伤
putting him to grief,
使他受痛苦。
The Lord is the four-consonant name Yahweh.
这个耶和华就是这个名字，昔在、永在、自有、拥有的神。
The Lord was pleased to crush the Messiah.
耶和华定义或是喜悦压伤那弥赛亚，就是基督。
Putting him to grief.
使他受痛苦。
That doesn't mean that God got joy out of crushing his son.
这个喜悦他受苦啊，小字里头不是说神很高兴啊，他把儿子压伤他高兴不。
It means that through the death of God's son.
意思是借着神的儿子的死。
The will of God was accomplished.
神的旨意就成就了。
God could be just and the justifier of the wicked.
神可以成为义，而且称那些信他的人为义。
Look in verse 11.
再看第十一节。
As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效。便心满意足。
Yes, the son would rise again.
是的，神的儿子会从死里复活。
But he had to die and suffer the anguish of his soul.
但是他必须要死，而且要经历那劳苦苦难。
You see, God told Abraham.
你看，神告诉亚伯拉罕。
I now know that you love me.
我现在知道你爱我，你敬畏我。
Abraham, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
I now know that you love me.
现在我知道你爱我了。
Because you have not withheld your son, your only son, whom you love from me.
因为你没有保留你的独生子，不给我。
Now listen to what you and I can say to God.
听听你我可以跟神说什么呢？
God, my God,
神啊，我的神。
I know that you love me.
我知道你爱我。
Since you have not withheld your son.
因为你没有爱惜你的独生子。
Your only son, whom you loved from me.
你所爱的独生子，你没有把他保留，不给我。
And that's what Paul is arguing in the book of Romans.
是罗马书保罗所辩论的。
He gave us his son.
神既不爱惜他独生子。
Will he not give us all things?
将他为我们众人舍了，岂不将万物连同他一起白白赐给我们吗？
This is what the Son has done for you.
这就是神的儿子为你我所成就的。
This is what God has done for you.
这就是父神为我们成就的。
All your sins have been paid.
我们所有的罪都还清了。
Past, present, and future.
所有罪在过去、现在、将来。
Through the death of God's Son.
借着神的儿子所成就的。
Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gospel.
父神为着这福音感谢你。
And I pray that it would have such an impact on our lives.
愿这福音在我们身上产生如此的功效。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, just think about this.
再想一想。
Have you heard things today? Maybe you've never heard before about the gospel.
今天听的有关福音的。有是不是从前有没有一些没有听过的
？See, preachers will preach the gospel.
讲传道人会传福音。
They'll say Jesus died.
他们会说耶稣死了。
But they need to be able to explain what it means.
但他们需要解释这是什么意思。
And when you explain it,
当你解释了
，Do you see how beautiful it is?
你看到是何等的美妙
？How powerful it is!
多么有能力啊
！I mean, You can't even hardly, you cannot comprehend it.
你无从开始理解何等的深呢、啊、
That God's love toward us would be so great.
神的爱是如此之大。
This is the gospel.
这是福音。
That is the power of God for salvation.
福音是拯救人的大能。
If we just stand up and say, Jesus died.
如果我们站起来说，哦，耶稣死了。
It doesn't have the same power.
没有这样的能力。
As using the scriptures to explain what it means.
不如用圣经来解释基督为我们死是什么意思。
And it all comes back to this.
这回到这一点。
God is just.
神是公义的。
He cannot simply forgive.
他不能够就原谅就算了，不。
He must satisfy his own justice.
他必须要满足他公义的要求。
Payment must be made.
罪债必须要还清。
And it was made.
而且还清了，的确还清了。
Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
借着我们的主，救主耶稣基督还清了。
That's why we praise His name.
所以我们感谢他的尊名。
And honor Him.
我们要尊荣他。
Well, God bless.
神祝福。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.